Due to multiple complaints over noise from outdoor summer events in Parc Jean Drapeau, the City of Montreal has reached an agreement with South Shore Saint-Lambert. With the exception of a few events, the new noise level will be 75 decibels. Concert promoters will be required to measure noise both inside and outside the site. An inspection team with the Ville-Marie Bureau will also conduct periodic noise tests during concerts, according to Montreal Gazette. Saint-Lambert residents can learn more about the noise limits during an information session scheduled to take place on June 27th at the city's multipurpose center at 81 Hooper Street. In national news, up until the year 2013, Canada had a lifetime restriction preventing men who have sex with men from donating blood. Since then, Health Canada has approved to grant this group of men a deferral period of 5 years for blood donation. In 2016, the deferral period was reduced to 1 year. Recently, Health Canada has approved a request by Canadian Blood Services and Emma Quebec to reduce this deferral period from 1 year to 3 months, a significant step towards eliminating the deferral period entirely. The announced change is based on an analysis that revealed that there will be no increased risk to the safety of blood products intended for transfusion. The possibility of transmitting HIV by transfusion is extremely low at present, namely one chance in 23 million in Quebec, and the announced change will not alter this risk in any significant way. The change, which will apply both in Quebec and in other Canadian provinces, will ensure safe, non-discriminatory blood donations. Uber and Lyft drivers have been fighting for years for the right to unionize and negotiate better pay. Some drivers for those ride-hailing giants have decided to protest the declining wages. Demonstrations took place on Wednesday, May 8 in 10 U.S. cities, including Chicago, Los Angeles, and New York, as well as some European cities like London. The protests arrived just ahead of Uber's initial public stock offering, which is planned for Friday, May 10. Uber hopes to raise $9 billion U.S. dollars and is expected to be valued at up to $91.5 billion. It's not the first time drivers for ride-hailing apps have staged protests. Strikes were planned in several cities last month, although the disruption to riders appeared to be minimal. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Yes, you should do those things that were just talked about there. Now, as I said before, there is a New Zealand Ardor record. It is live in London, and I'm going to play you, I thought I was going to play you Gravedigger's Chant, but you know what? I don't want to do that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you Built on Ashes, which is my favorite track by them, and I hope you enjoy it. And coming up soon, we'll have an interview with Palmare, and everything will be hunky-dory. Spiffy, diffy, cool, and stuff? Sure, let's go with that. So here's some Zealand Ardor, Built on Ashes, off the Live in London record, which is brand new as of a couple weeks ago. Yeah, that was Zealand Ardor. I love you. If you guys saw them when they played with Baroness and Deaf Heaven, which is a useless band, then you saw a great show. And if you missed it, do not miss them next time they come in, because it just gets better and better each time I see them. So yeah, tasty. Keep it locked, CJLO 1690 AM.
Like a strange fruit out of season. Oh, 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 you are about to die alone. You will swing free in the breeze there. Oh, 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 for you are about to die alone. We are about to die alone. The end of the day. Oh, 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 you are about to die alone. Oh, 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 oh. The end of it all, there is no. coming closer just to kill her. Don't cry on me now. No, they are never gonna help us. Listen, his graves will build our home. They're coming closer just to kill us. Don't you fix your eyes on me now. No, they are never gonna help us. He never said you'd come back home. End of the way when the thieves turn. Oh, you are bound to die alone. Oh, in the end of the day, you want the fields burned. Oh, we are bound to die alone. We are bound to die alone.
CJLO 1690 AM. That's two tracks from Pale Mare's EP, which is conveniently entitled Pale Mare. So you see, that makes it very easy to remember both the name of the band and the EP name. Now you might be saying, Andrew, didn't you say Pale Mare would be calling in? I did say that, and yet they have not yet. So I'm gonna, I guess, keep moving on here. And when they call in, I'll just talk with them then. Sure, that sounds doable, right? Right, good. Do you mind? Do all of you mind? No, I don't think you mind. You probably are like, play more music, shut your mouth hole. And I appreciate that. But I don't think you're about to appreciate what I'm about to play. Because as you well know, I do love me some industrial-esque music here on Grade A Explosives, and in my heart, that's mainly where I like it, and then that translates to on the show, you see. So, did you know there's a new Apoptegema Berserk album? That's with a Z and a bunch of Ys. One Y. It's called SGDXXV, which I believe somehow translates to something 25. I don't know what SDG stands for. I don't know what's going on. I'm just here for the ride. So I'm going to play something off of here. It's a bunch of, like, remixes and things done by all kinds of people, you know? Like, well, it's a typical one of these, you know? There's a bunch of industrial and, like, dark wavy bands that basically they put out a record, and then there's just like album after album of remixes of all of that stuff. And I am not unhappy with that. That does not make me sad or upset in any way. I know there are many people who are like, oh, so stupid. They're just like, put out a record and it's just remixes from a bunch of stuff. That's not me. I'm not. No. Nuh-uh. I am a person that loves this kind of nonsense. Although, I will admit that I love it, but it's not always great. In fact, it is more often than not less great, right? I mean, there's some good things on it, but there's always a bunch of stuff that's not great on it. On this one, there's a bunch of things like, you know, stuff by Kronos, remixed by Kronos Titan. And I like, you know what I don't like too? I don't like it when bands come up with creative ways to say the word remix. I think that's real, just stupid. Effing stupid. Like, for instance, there's one on here, like, Restitched by Kronos Titan. Restitched? Okay. Deviced by the Invisible Spirit? What are you talking about? Interpreted by Stephen Art? No, it's remixed by someone. That's it. You don't need to make up these fun names. You can make the name for the remix. Like, many on here is like, the Sublime Mix. Okay, cool, I guess. Amplified version. Okay, fine. I'm okay with that. Something Doom Electronics version. Doom Electronics version. We'll get back to that in a bit. But like, no fun words. No fun words. Reworked too. I'm not a fan of that. Not a fan of reworked. Not a fan of interpreted. These are all remixed. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Reinterpreted is maybe by the artist who does it, but not someone totally new. That's just not happening. So anyway, let's do something here. Let's do a couple tracks off of here. Mainly because I saw this Doom Electronics version, and then I was like, cool, let's do that. So first I'm going to play something from Mortis, the FRXTA Skyline mix, whatever the hell that means, of Walk With Me. And then a track, The Sentinel, the Doom Electronics version by Purient, featuring Maniac. So we're about to get very nts here. And, you know what? Just because I did that, I'm going to play a special thing after that. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I want to have fun. And I want to enjoy myself. Do you remember when music used to be fun? when you could, like, you know, just have fun with stuff, you know? Like, it was fun to listen to music. And if you don't remember, well, I'll remind you after this is done. So here's some Apoptogema Berserk, two tracks off of their album SDGXXV. No two Vs, just two Xs. So keep it locked. It's Great Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM. And if Panel Mayor calls in, I'll talk with them. And if not, then I'll just keep playing music that I like. So keep it locked. CJLO 1690 AM. This is Great A Explosives.
Forgive me, for I have sinned. Satan has tempted me yet again, and I find myself judging the sinners around me. I know I should feel pity, but my anger blinds me. My anger blinds me. Satan has tempted me yet again. And I find myself judging the sinners around me. I know. I should feel pity. But my anger blinds me.
strange. How do I get in your pants when you're TikToking them? Seriously, buys so tight, can't be classified. That's why I'm here to fill that.
Weekend goes live at Club Soda on Sunday, May 19th with A Taste of Reggae, one amazing concert featuring three incredible live bands jamming at Club Soda on Victoria Holiday Weekend, Sunday, May 19th. Doors open at 7 p.m. Performing will be Meta and the Cornerstones alongside Ilem and Inus Aso. This is a show you will not want to miss.
Tune in to Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM every Thursday from 11 AM to 12 PM. Listen to Fatal Attraction, CJLO's very own cesspool of weird YouTube videos and bad advice. And sometimes I interview really cool people. So that's Fatal Attraction on CJLO 1690 AM. You should really listen to it.
CJLO. You are not a hero. Or a friend. Or a brother. You are nothing.
I see you. Give in.
You're the one they want.
CJLO 1690 AM. That's Dismantled with The Hero. Oh man, that's a good track off of the. I guess it's. I mean, it's a 43-minute long, 10-song, only 4 original song EP. I guess it's not a record. I wouldn't call it a record because you know that's means it's a like record. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with anything anymore. That was from 2016. I don't know what Dismantle is doing since then, but man, I wish I would do more stuff. It's good. Whatever it is, it's all good. Before that, you heard some Bloodhound Gang with Ntis off of Hefty Fine, which is a ridiculous record and makes me happy. Remember when music was fun? I do. Sadness. For that was from I, Vardensphere, Surface Tension off their 2018 release, and 2 tracks from A Pop the Game of Berserk off of SDGXXV or whatever the hell it is. Who knows anymore? It's very, very confusing what's going on there. And that'll about end this dark wave slash industrial section that I've got going on here. Except there is one last track I want to play before I start transitioning into other stuff and before we get into the third bonus hour of Grade A Explosives, where I'll be airing an interview I did with Scott from Small Stone Records when I was down at South by Southwest. There is a band here called Lotion. They have an album called World Wide Web, and I'm told this is like a punk industrial record, so obviously that makes me excited in the pants. I mean, in the ears, where you get excited, obviously. What else would it be? Crazy kids, their things. Let's play a track off of here, though, called, Head Programmer. That seems good. And then we'll try and transition from this Lotion band into, who knows? Who knows what we're going to do? But it'll be fun, whatever it is. And then we'll get into the next hour with a long interview. Don't worry, I broke it up. But a long interview with Scott from Small Stone about South by Southwest and his label and bands from it and all of that good stuff. And in between there, I'll play some Small Stone's bands. Some of Small Stone's ziz bands. There we go. Got it. Boy, I'm on top of it. And don't worry, I'll still plan out your week at the end of next hour, because I got the bonus time. Bonus! So keep it locked. This is Grade A Explosives, CJLO 1690 AM. Here's some Lotion from New York, Head Programmer off of World Wide Web. CJLO 1690 AM. We'll be right back.
need a computer.